My favorite thing in all the world are the nut jobs who believe insane stuff because it supports a crazy political agenda. The one I heard recently, it's not that recent anymore, but so there was the whole dust up. Target is now going to have bathing suits for trans men slash women. I don't know how you say it. Anyway, huge dust up, right? Boycotts, whatever. But my favorite part about that was somebody ran with the story that they were making trans baby suits. They were making bathing suits for trans infants. I had plenty of people tell me this with all earnesty. Like, never once in their head did they do the math that would tell them, well, that's ridiculous what you're saying. So you're telling me that Target, they got together in their boardroom and they said, you know what we need? You know, guys, you know what there's a lot of? There are a lot of infants who are born men, males. They're not men. They're males. They're born males, but they want to be female infants. So during the transition, I guess, from 3 months to 6 months, we'll make bathing suits so that they can tuck their junk. Who's with me? Who's with me? Let's get these going right now. And somebody would have to raise their hand and go, wait a minute. So you want us to do a large production of bathing suits for infants so that male babies can tuck their junk and look like female babies? I mean, what's the percentage that this is happening? So my point is, Fox News ran with it. People were telling me this. And like, how do you not just do the math and go, this is not even a possibility? As a business decision, it would not ever happen just because, as woke as Target wanted to be, they wouldn't do it because they know they wouldn't sell any. How many are you going to sell? Maybe two to the crazy parents who so badly want to be accepted by their progressive friends? They're like, I got a three-month-old who wants to transition. The problem is I take them to the beach and everyone sees his junk. If only there was a way that I could, what? Target has a way? Oh, well, thank you, Target, for answering that very needed niche. So no, it didn't happen. It didn't happen. Oh boy, though, people ran with it because they just wanted to be angry about it. Like, oh, yeah. And I questioned the people who told me this. I'm like, so you're telling me that Target made bathing suits for infants where they could tuck their junk? Yeah. I'm like, where did you see? I even said to the person, like, did you personally see this? Well, I saw it on Fox News. So you didn't see it. You didn't see it personally. This is how I like to debunk a lot of crazy conspiracy persons, is I always say to them, who did you talk to personally that told you this? Hey, 100% we've got aliens. We've got aliens stored in a basement somewhere. And I always say to them, okay, where did you hear that? Who do you know specifically that told you this? And when their answer is, I saw it on the internet, I go, well, then shut the fuck up. Because you don't know any more than I do. So when you tell me that you saw Fox News showed you pictures, they had pictures of the babies, trans baby bathing suits. I know you're a fucking liar, especially because this one isn't that hard to prove. All you had to say was, yeah, I saw it on Fox News, then I drove down to the Target, and I saw that they had them hanging on the rack, and I took some pictures, and here they are. I'm not crazy. But, you know, the fun thing about conspiracy people is they're not really that interested in following up on their crazy conspiracy. It's why none of the flat earthers have bothered to disprove their own point, even though it would be pretty easy. It's one boat trip away from proving or disproving your crazy conspiracy. But this is even easier because it's literally a drive to the Target to see if what Fox News is telling you is true. So, hey, crazy conspiracy people. You might be able to convince your other crazy conspiracy people of this, and you guys all sit together and have, not Bud Light anymore. You all have Miller High Life together and talk about how, whoa, what's Target doing with these baby bathing suits? Nom, nom, nom. I don't know why they're drinking Miller Life like it's tea. Because this is happening in England. I don't know. Anyway, I'm off to Walmart. I heard that they have a dog raincoat where I can stuff the junk of my male dog to make it look female. Also, it's got like a little button that when my male dog wants to lift his leg and pee on a fire hydrant, I press the button and it forces him to sit down and pee like a girl. It's the best thing ever. What? That can't possibly exist? I'm telling you, I saw it on the news. Totally exists. I see it all the time. Protesters and strikers. They do the same thing, which is they hold up signs and then they do a chant. And I think it's weird that the chant is always so stupid and repetitious. I see it in movies all the time. I don't really see it in person that often. But is that true? Maybe that's what I'm talking about. The depiction of strikes in movies is, what do we want? Free something. When do we want it? Now. What do we want? Free something. When do we want? And my point is that really happening? Because it feels to me like you would lose steam pretty quickly. Because strikes are not notoriously quick. It's not like, hey, everyone, we're going to go strike Nabisco. We'll be in and out of there in like 15 minutes. So everyone out of the car. What do we want? More chips in our bags. When do we want it? Now. When do we want it? Now. What do we want? More chips. Oh, time to go, guys. No, strikes last 8 hours. So you're telling me that according to movies and television, they're just out there for 8 hours. Because I would like to see that scene 7 hours in. What do we want? More potato chips. When do we want it? Now. What do we want? More potato. But when do we want it? Now. So I was applying for a job online, and they asked the question, on a scale of 1 to 5, how do you rate your customer service? Who isn't putting 5? I mean, they don't know anything about you. Who is it that looks at this and says, oh, how do I rate my customer service? Well, I do have a tendency to tell people to, you know, to go suck it when I get angry. Yeah, you know what? I'm going to put a 3. Because I'm sure that my honesty will make up for my lack of customer service with, you know, this being a super corporate place and all. I'm sure that that'll gain me some points. Like, hey, we brought you in today. Almost everybody with a brain puts that they have a customer service of 5. You put 3. We found this interesting. And honestly, we want to hire you because even though you'll probably be fired soon because of your terrible customer service, and we basically, our entire business model is about customer service. But anyway, we like your honesty. We like your honesty, so you're hired. I think that the only time you should have a where that should be reversed, where it would help you, is if you're applying for a job at the TSA. On a scale of 1 to 5, how do you rate your customer service? 5? Oh, we can't have that. Nah, we're looking for 2s and 1s. The meaner you are, the better. Come on down to United, or... I don't know. Is TSA directly related to flights? Like companies? Or is that just the airport? I don't know. I don't fly. Not because I'm afraid. I'm just broke. It's the train for me. I learn a lot of stuff from television and movies. And one thing I've learned for sure is if you're checking through the mail... because you're waiting for something important, let's say like an acceptance letter from college or seeing if you got that loan or whatever it is. What I've learned is if there's something important in the mail that you're searching for, you are then allowed to throw the rest of the mail on the ground. It doesn't matter if you're over the coffee table where mail normally goes. You're looking for something important, so... oh my God, I'm looking for this application. Nope, 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 nope. On the floor, on the floor, on the floor. There it is. Then I'm going to do the other cliche thing, which is, I can't bear to read it, and I'll hand it to somebody else. Just tell me if I got in. And then they'll do the bad cliche thing of, they'll read the letter, and then they'll pull their face down, and they'll have this disappointed, like, it'll turn into a smile because you got in. You got in. And then everyone cheers because now we get to waste $80,000 on college, which will do you no good. Because it turns out, oh, you want a job in the STEM sciences? Only 2% of people actually get a job out of college. The rest of you wind up working at McDonald's with physics degrees, so... congratulations on your acceptance letter. And by the way, clean up the goddamn mail on the floor. We don't live in a farm. We lost the farm because of all the money I'm going to have to waste on your stupid college. There are a lot of phrases that are barn related, I've noticed. Like, oh, that's going to be a barn burner. Or, that close the doors. What do we live in a barn? And I've always found those to be confusing. Like, what do we live in a barn? Well, nobody lives in a barn. Since when do people live in barns? That's where you keep animals. We live in the house. The barn's out back with the cows and the horses. The horses. So your scolding of me for leaving the door open, claiming that now we live in a barn, makes no sense. Also, barn burner also never made sense to me. They say it all the time. You hear it all the time. Oh boy, this is going to be a barn burner. Was that something that... because I get it that barns burned, but was that something where everyone came out and it was a big old event through a big party? Because they'll usually refer to a barn burner as something exciting. Like, oh boy, Super Bowl 58 is going to be a barn burner. So that would suggest that at some point, barns were on fire. And instead of trying to put it out with buckets, everyone's like, let's grab drinks. Let's just watch this thing burn. I don't know, maybe that was the thing. Back in the day, before television... it was exciting to watch a barn burn. Maybe there was a guy running around doing it on purpose. Like, I am bored. I'm bored and I need something to do. You know, it's always fun. That's right. Barn burner. And thankfully, they go up. They go up fast. They're just asking to be burnt. So here we go. Start my career in arson. And also entertaining the folks. With all the barn burning. If there's one thing I've learned from television and movies, is that all problems can be solved by losing your temper. You see it all the time. Right? An example might be, let's say, a detective. He's down in the basement of John Wayne Gacy's house, and he's just like, guys, I am at my wit's end. I know that this guy murders children, but I haven't a shred of proof. He's a child murderer. We know it because he's a clown. Those two definitely are interlinked, but I don't have any way to prove it. I am going to lose my goddamn mind. Well, that's interesting. The kids were in the wall. Huh. Well, it's a good thing I lost my temper. Because we wouldn't have discovered that otherwise. I was a little worried when I started getting angry that it was going to become some sort of issue. I was going to have to go to HR. But it turns out, it makes me a genius. Kids were in the wall. I see it all over town. People who have signs in their front windows that say, "We call the police." Doesn't everybody call the police? Isn't that understood? So what's your sign for? I know you think it's a deterrent. I know that's what you think. But do you really think late at night you're going to have a couple of burglars? Or I should probably not call them burglars. That's probably not politically correct anymore. You have a couple of unfortunate stuff takers hanging out under your windowsill, and they're just about to crack it open and climb in. And one of them tells the other one, like, "Oh, whoa, whoa, Bill, they call the police." Ho, 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 ho. It's a good thing I saw that, because we don't want any part of that. Why don't we go next door? I don't think they call the police. And is that something that could happen? They break into a house, they're stealing the TV, and they're getting all their goodies in their bags or whatever, and the husband comes down in his robe with his bat. And he's like, hey, guys, no, don't stop what you're doing. No, I was just coming down to get a glass of water. You guys are fine, because I don't call the police. Yeah, I don't. Hey, I take matters into my own hands, except for there's two of you. All I have is a bat, so I'm just going to go ahead and let this one slide. Just make sure that... you know, take what you want, just don't have sex with my wife. You know, don't cuckold me. That's all I ask. But I'm not going to call the police. I'm not. Plus, I don't want to bother them. Nowadays, with the whole defunding and everyone hates them anyway, I don't really want to bring them into this situation. So, it's a good thing you guys were robbing me, because my next door neighbors, boy, those jerks... they call the police and they have a sign that tells you so. And they have a sign that says, "Beware of dog." And they have a sign that says, "In case of a fire, we have 3 cats. And they have a sign that says they're in the NRA, even though I know that they're terrified of guns. And they have a sign that's an American flag decal. And they have a Pride Parade sign. And they have a Black Lives Matter sign. And they just got a lot of signs. Anyway, they're jerks. You guys go ahead, steal what you want. Have a nice night. There's something that exists that is outdated, and they need to get it rid of it. And that is the stupid password dots. I get it. They're meant to protect you against, I guess, the person over your shoulder who's watching you type it in. That's what they're meant to do. But what they really turn out to be is a guarantee you're going to get your password wrong. Because you can't see what you're typing. You get distracted. You're like, oh, shit, what number was I on? Delete. I got to go back to the beginning. Did I uppercase that letter? I have no idea. Go back to the beginning. Do it again. It is more effective at annoying the hell out of me than it is protecting me from the possible person who's lurking over my soul. Because how many times are you typing passwords in where people are looking over your shoulders? 1%, 0%. That 1% that somebody might be looking over your shoulders, maybe that's the one time you could just turn to them and go, hey, what are you doing? I'm about to type in my password. That's it. For all the aggravation you cause, you're protecting maybe an incident that is as likely as winning the lottery. But oh boy, do you annoy the fuck out of me. You know how many computers I've broken because I've thrown the keyboard through my television set because I'm like, why still in 2024 do we have to have the dots? They do nothing. And on that same note, stop sending me notifications telling me that my passwords are compromised. Oh boy, you've used the same password on like 10 multiple sites. Yeah, you know why? Because I'm a human being and I have a shitty memory. We all do. Sorry. I know that if I use your generated password, it's more secure. But oh, God help me if I can't remember it. Or if I can't access it, I'm terrified every time I use one of those because I think there's zero way I'll ever get my password back because I have no idea what all these symbols and letters are. So I have to hope that there's a reset password option just in case it doesn't pull it up automatically. So yeah, I have a lot of passwords that are similar. Sorry. But they tell me, oh, you better change it. And then I make the mistake. Well, all right, maybe I'll change it. And then 4 hours later, after nothing works and it doesn't save the new password, or you go to confirm it, and because of those stupid dots, you're not even sure if you're confirming it correctly. And then it tells you invalid password. And then 8 hours later, you're just thinking I should have just left it the way it was, because honestly, even if somebody wants to hack me, what are they going to do to me? I'm broke. And I should have gone to, I called in sick to just change all my passwords, because I have 4,700 of them. And now I lost that money, and none of my passwords work now. My point is, life is hard. Throughout history, mankind has been predicting the end of the world. And here we are, we're coming up on another solar eclipse, and of course, it's the end of the world, according to dummies. I don't know, there's some link to the Bible and the cities that the path of the eclipse is going over, whatever retarded bullshit they're coming up with. I even had somebody say, like, whoa, man, I'll be so happy when April 8th is over because I think it's going to be the end of the world. And I say to all you people, all you end of the world assholes, shut up because you don't believe it. You don't. You don't believe it because you're not acting like somebody who thinks the world is going to end in 8 days. Why are you still going to your job? How do you tell me, like, oh boy, I'm convinced the world's ending. Solar eclipse, world's gonna end. Anyway, I'm off to my job that I hate. No, that's not what you would do. You would say, like, I quit my job. If you believed the world was gonna end, You would go into your boss's office and you would take a big steaming crap on their desk. And you would tell them a thing or two about what you think. Like, hey, Bob, I just wanted to tell you, because the world is ending in 8 days, I hate your guts. I hate everything you stand for, all of your bullshit. Yeah, let me just drop my pants real quick. Anyway, so let me just get this out of my system, literally and figuratively. You know why I don't care? Because the world's ending. But nobody does that, because they don't believe it. Plus, that's got to be uncomfortable on April 9th when you go into your job. You're like, so, hey, Bob, hey, so, remember that thing where I kind of took a shit on your desk and I took a shit all over the picture of your family? Listen, I thought the world was ending. Can I have my job back? No, because that's psychotic behavior and you shouldn't have hired somebody who believes in crazy conspiracies anyway. Well, this is tragedy. Now my world truly is ending. Anyway, I'm going to go off and annoy my friends with more future end of the world scenarios. A lot of places have the self-checkout. I love it. I love it. Don't give me this crap about, oh, it's taking jobs. Good. Good. You know why? Because every place I go to that still uses a cashier, all I ever get is somebody who's completely uninterested in helping me. They're more interested in looking at their fucking phone than helping me. I've gone places where the cashier will have their phone here, looking at texts or scrolling Instagram and just kind of swiping my groceries over the scanner, you know? So good. Fuck you. I hope you lose your job, you lazy piece of shit. Anyway, self-checkouts are great. However, we should keep a couple of cashiers because of not everyone should use the self-checkout. There should be some sort of degree of difficulty. Like, you know, when you're taking a ride at a roller coaster, the places that have roller coasters, what are they called? Roller coaster parks? Anyway, this, you know, you have to be this big to ride the ride. You have to be this smart to use self-checkout. Like maybe a mini IQ test or something. I'd say put the IQ test on some sort of tablet, except for the whole reason they can't use self-checkout. It would be the same reason they'd be unable to figure out the test. Maybe that's the test. There is no test. If they can't even open the screen to take the test, then you just shuffle them along like, okay, you need to go over here with the cashier who has no interest in helping you. Yeah, because she's doom scrolling or whatever. And, you know, and she's 60 years old and she's doom scrolling. Yeah. Tell me again how phones haven't destroyed society. Because too many times I see people at the self-checkout who are just so confused. It's just too much for them. Yesterday, I'm standing at a self-checkout. There's four of them in a row. One lady's standing there behind the first person, just waiting. And now I have a dilemma. Do I cut in front of her? Which makes me seem like a dick, maybe. Or I did the polite thing and I said, oh, miss. Well, first I said, miss, there's cashiers over here, but also there's three open registers right in front of the lady you've been standing behind for how long you've been standing here. Maybe this isn't the place for you. Stuff like that. Stuff like people, they lift their groceries off the scale too fast, which causes the machine to go berserk, and now they gotta wait for someone to help. The people at the self-checkout who don't understand how the getting help works. Oh boy, the red light's gone off. I don't know what I did. Let me just ask every single employee that passes me for help. To which every employee goes, not my section. I got shit to look at the phone. I don't. No, there's an individual who helps you. Everyone else in this entity of Walmart or whatever, none of us are going to help you. Don't you know that? Do you not know how self-checkout works? One person addresses the red light. One guy checks to make sure you're not stealing, even though he pretends like he's a greeter. And then the rest of us just ignore everybody. We don't even do any work. We just look at our phones and get paid for it. It's called quiet quitting. Anyway, don't use the self-checkout if it's too much for you. They should really, yeah. Discriminate. You should discriminate. I'm not a fan of discriminating, but when it comes to self-checkout, there's two types of people. People who know how to use it and use it quickly, and then the rest of you fucks who need to go to a cashier. Don't worry. They won't put all the cashiers out of a job because there'll always be people too dumb to figure out the self-checkout. So. I'm always fascinated when I go to a job interview at the people that show up in tank tops and flip-flops. I'm fascinated because I think there's no way that person has a significant other. Because what are the chances that two people thought that was the best thing to wear? Hey, honey, I'm off to my job interview. Whoa, whoa, whoa. What are you doing? Oh, you can't go in with flip. Put on your nice sandals. Yeah, and you can't wear a bathing suit. Put on your nice tank top and your nice board shorts. Also, I feel in job interviews, the person doing the interview should let you know how you're doing. Because too many interviews, you've lost the interview early. You just don't know it. And everyone's so polite and PC that they won't act like you haven't gotten the job. They'll continue the interview as if you've gotten the job. They'll keep saying things like, oh, yeah, good answer. When in the back of their mind, they're like, this guy's not going to get fucking hired. He came in here with sandals and a t-shirt. I think do the person the favor. The guy walks in with the tank top. You go, hey, nice to meet you. Thank you for the job interview. See you later. And let them figure out what happened. Like, what do you mean, see you later? See you later. You're not getting the job. What is this, a racial thing? No. It has to do with your clothing. Plus, you're white. What are you even talking about? But just let us know how it's going. Right? If I answer the question, can you, and this is always a trick question, can you tell me a time you had an altercation with your boss and how you handled it? And if I go off like, oh, man, I'll tell you what, I am the first person to tell my boss what's what. They can't tell me what to do with their stupid ideas. That's when the guy interviewing can go, okay, good answer, and we'll get back to you. And by that, I mean we'll never get back to you. And here's a little tip if you're still watching the video, which most people don't watch past 30 seconds because they're dumb. But if you're still watching, here's a little tip. If you're looking to get a job, number one thing you can do is follow up on the interview. Don't just sit back and wait for a response, because they have hundreds of people that they're going through. And it turns out squeaky wheel does get the grease, and top of mind, top of something, however that phrase goes. But if they don't know who to hire and they just, you know, it's a toss up, you give them the phone call like, hey, I was just following up, or even just a thank you letter, although I don't know if that still works, but an email or something, just something like, hey, thanks for the interview. I appreciated the chance. You'll go right to the top of the list just because they'll know who you are. Oh, that was considerate. I remember I did it one time. I got hired on the follow up, and the lady that hired me said, That's the entire reason she hired me. So, just saying.